The U.S. government may be missing out on collecting as much as $1 trillion a year in unpaid taxes. So says the IRS commissioner in congressional testimony this week as he lobbies for more funding for audits. Commissioner Charles Rettig told the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday the last estimate of about $440 billion in annual losses from tax dodges was almost 10 years ago, and a lot has changed since then, he says, including the advent of cryptocurrencies. How to pay for President Biden's proposed infrastructure bill is still to be determined, but it won't be through higher federal gasoline taxes.
Even a significant increase in the gas tax, which some people have proposed, would pay for only a fraction of the investment the country needs.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also saying President Biden doesn't believe the cost should be on the backs of Americans, hence his proposed corporate tax increase. As earnings season kicks off, some of the nation's biggest banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, all reporting better than expected first quarter profits. Health officials say it's too early to break out the champagne, but it seems to be happening anyway. Sales jumped 88% in March, according to Nielsen IQ. More from Bertha Coombs.
LVMH, the owner of Veuve Clicquot and Moët, reported a 22% increase in sales in the first quarter of the year. The company posted a 17% decline in sales last year as its two biggest markets, Europe and the U.S., imposed widespread lockdowns. Some distributors are having trouble right now securing cases, which may be partly due to restaurants reopening for indoor dining. I'm Bertha Coombs.
Most major airlines have already resumed selling their middle seats, but a new CDC study says they really shouldn't. The study shows viral spread declines between 23 and 57% when middle seats are kept empty, depending on whether passengers are wearing masks. And as travel demand increases, airlines are adding flights, and American says it plans to operate 90% of its normal domestic schedule and 80% of international flights this summer. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.